Dictation for Charles Larrance, Larrance, August 30, 1946. Addresses a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, consultation Mr. Lawrence with chronic kidney disease. He is aware of kidney abnormalities probably for the last 10 years or longer. There has been problems of gastrointestinal bleeding January this year and about a year ago. According to records, duodenal ulcer has required blood transfusion. Presently, denies abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or melanotic stools, no diarrhea. Appetite is good. There is chronic nocturia. Denies incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. PSA is not elevated, although minor change over time. He complains of fatigue, no chest pain, palpitation, no dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis, no use of oxygen or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, has minor back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history, chronic kidney disease, probably 10 years or longer, hypertension, 20 years or longer, hyperlipidemia, denies diabetes. He remembers at age 8, 9, school, retaining fluid, face, lower extremities. This is likely post-infection glomerulonephritis. No permanent sequela. He was able to serve in the military. He complains of TIAs at least 5 times, with the last one January of this year, with right-sided hemianopia. This was in Florida, follows with neurology, Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, has atrial fibrillation, prior ablation, now sinus rhythm, history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, history of event thrombosis, no pulmonary embolism, denies other heart abnormalities, no liver disease, no kidney stones, question peripheral vascular disease, has followed urology, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, ablation for AFib, bilateral inguinal hernia, one gland for parathyroid hypercalcemia, colonoscopy with polyps. Next paragraph, he smoked 0.5 pack per day for probably no more than 6 years, discontinued more than 40 years ago. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, side effects to Z-Pak. Next paragraph, medications include Norvas, Lipitor, Coric, a number of vitamins, Flomax, off aspirin, no Eliquis, no Lisinopril, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, parents live to old age. 97 mother, 88 father, no kidney disease. Wife passed away within the last 1 or 2 years. He is slowly adapting to living alone. Next paragraph on physical exam, 168 pounds, 68 inches tall. Blood pressure, 136.72 on the right, 142.70 on the left. There is some degree of cognitive decline. He's hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, no gross JVD, no local lateral wheezes, no arrhythmia, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, abdomen not distended, no palpable liver spleen masses or ascites, no tuplas edema bilateral, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry in May, creatinine 2.7, representing a GFR of 23. That will be a stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin. PSA not elevated. Normal thyroid. Low ferritin, 35. Normal B12 folic acid, A1C 6.4, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelet. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein. Albumin creatinine ratio not elevated. Back in October 2023, creatinine was 1.38, 2022 1.4. 2019, 1.6. Same number, 2018. There is a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis. This was with contrast. October 2023. Kidneys at that time, normal size, no obstruction and no urinary retention. Normal liver, normal spleen, enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. This is the first time I'm seeing him. I sense some degree of cognitive decline. Kidney ultrasound already is being requested. I'm going to add renal Doppler. Anemia has been associated to gastrointestinal bleeding. Presently off lisinopril. Prior documented hypertensive urgency. This was in 2024 at the time of duodenal bleeding. Echocardiogram 2024 normal ejection fraction, no major valve abnormalities. I discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. We need to monitor stability and symptoms. Might need dialysis in the near future. Blood test should be done in a monthly basis. We'll see what the ultrasound and renal Doppler shows. Urine has not shown activity for blood protein or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Albumin and calcium has been normal. Anemia was in relation to iron deficiency, nothing to suggest plasma cell disorder. We will update chemistries, including PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will check for protein creatinine ratio. We will update iron studies. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.